Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. March 26th, 2019. Had to think about this for a minute. Anyways, we got a great show lined out for you. We have without an entourage tonight. Aaron McMorrin, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, no problem.
And hosting along with myself tonight is the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in, Aaron.
Yeah, no
problem.
He kept us waiting.
We were like biting our nails. Is he coming?
Yeah,
right. Just get his ass in.
Hold on. Just so you know, I went over our booking agent's head.
I know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I talked to him on the way here.
Nobody told him.
Yeah.
He was the last to know.
Nobody told me.
Well, you know, that's probably the best way to handle Mr. Miller.
Yes, it's just do it.
Just do it, and then don't tell him. You know.
Yeah. How does Rob Street say it? It's better to ask for
forgiveness than permission. I think that should be every husband, you know, his motto in racing. Because you just do it, you know, like yourself. I know you've done it. You just come home with a race car or something, and you're like, oh, your wife's like, what the hell's outside in the driveway or the garage?
Somebody must have dropped something off.
Oh, it belongs to so-and-so, but, you know, mm-hmm. Then 2 years later, he figures out, oh, it really is yours. That's messed up. Nobody does that.
Nope. Nobody. Right. Nobody that I know.
I know I won't do it.
I won't do it, yeah. Uh-huh. We heard it first here. Yeah. Doing the Facebook Live, Mr. Matt Esposito. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for hiding your fabulous mug out of the camera. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. Is it there? I want to see.
Oh,
we're gonna give you Aaron, because that's what he's got the face for radio.
Yes. Just like
we do.
That's right.
Actually, his face is a little better than all of us.
That's right.
Hey, I did notice one of the pictures. We got some of the pictures from our photographer. Looks like you're getting a little dad bod going there,
yeah,
Aaron.
Not for sure.
Well, another suit, huh?
And I told you guys I was trying to play basketball, and then I got hurt doing that.
Well, let's say we have less physical. Is it because you got the dad bod going, or?
No.
Well, how'd you get hurt?
Just being unathletic.
Your kid dunked on you, right?
No, not yet. I won't allow that.
Yeah. Wait until mom hears that.
Yeah. Have you always played basketball or some type of sports besides racing? We'll call racing a sport, but.
I played basketball far before I ever did any racing or anything like that. And then in high school, my parents were getting sick of me. Having to balance
a schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Balance a
schedule.
Well,
that's for the schedule, not because of him.
No, they're pretty sick of it, too. But, so I chose racing, which in the long run was probably the wrong idea.
So you played high school football and stuff like that?
No, just basketball.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, just basketball only, no other sports.
Yeah, strictly
like that.
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty good for a little while when I dedicated myself to it, and then race cars came along.
Damn race cars.
Ruined it all.
You could have been a pro.
No. I might have gone to college somewhere, not like Duke or anything, but yeah.
You never know.
UNLV.
Right? That would have been cool.
You never know.
Probably a junior college, but they would have paid for school.
Hey, do they have like leagues right now, like for anybody
for old
can
men?
Join?
Yeah.
I don't mean for old, I mean for anybody. Like they got soccer and things like that you can join.
Oh, yeah. You can go join leagues in Tarkanian and Henderson,
really?
North Las Vegas, Boulder City.
Are you a part of any of those leagues?
I'm not playing though. I'm not like I just got off of crutches like a week and a half ago.
What happened? I mean, would you fall on your ankle and twisted it?
Rolled my ankle really bad,
didn't break anything.
I don't know. I never went and got x-rays.
Oh, wait a minute.
Been hearing about it from my wife for 3 weeks now. But I think I'm fine.
You'll know in like 20 years you can't walk anymore.
Yeah. No, I'll know in like 3 weeks when I start playing basketball again.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you fall on it wrong again. That sucks. Well, I'm glad you're starting to walk on it again.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting better. I drove a truck this weekend on it, so that was the first test.
Oh, it's fine. You know, that might be the only thing you can race now is the truck, so you might be stuck.
The throttle is a little easier.
A little easier, right?
Was it your right ankle? Or? No, it's a left
ankle. Oh, see? Oh, perfect. See? Yeah, you don't need brakes. There, don't use brakes. That's scary.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I'm just kidding. Yeah, speaking of that, you know, appreciate you coming out. And, you know, it was a lot of fun for us. So hopefully you had a lot of fun.
I appreciate you guys giving me something to drive. That was my first race of 2019 right there. So
See?
And I had a good time.
And we appreciate that. And we are glad you had a good time. Everybody we talked to in the series and outside have said they had a good time. So it's good to see you out there, too. So. That's cool.
It was good racing. I didn't realize how loose that truck was. I saw Mark Allison's video, and I was like, oh, I was all over the place.
You know, and that's that. Everybody that drives that truck is given the same truck and drive it the same way.
Really?
We don't want to make it too easy on you.
No, that's fun. Well, that's the whole point.
At least you didn't wreck it on the track.
Yeah. Just getting it off the trailer.
Oh, damn it. You had to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I texted him the other day and said, hey, mister, break everything in sight.
Hey, you're not the first one.
And I'm sure you're not going to be the last.
I don't know what it is with that truck. Everybody likes to tear up a panel on that. And when they get an A panel, at least minimum A panel.
Yeah, that right rear damage was there before me.
Yes, it was. I will vouch for you there. It was already there.
I got to tell you guys, though, I had think three different people reach out and ask questions about the truck series and where they could rent one or buy one.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it raised some awareness.
Absolutely. You know, we didn't set out to do that. We obviously set out to just be able to have you come out and have some fun. And we appreciate that. So just throw them our way. Lead them our way.
I was going to say, whose phone number do I give them?
Either one.
Right. Give them Gary's.
That way
we'll let Gary handle it. Or you can give mine. That's okay. I don't know if you have mine. Gary, I'll give it to you.
I'll get it for sure.
We'll give you a card. Gary's a softie. Mikey's not. So.
Yeah, right. Probably the other way around. But anyways. No, cool. We'll talk some more about that. But before I get too far, I do want to bring up a couple people, the sponsors, Hair Clear. You didn't qualify for the Hair Clear earbuds.
Didn't win my heat race, damn it.
But... Hair Clear, 725-333-4327. Call Cindy Clark. She does the custom earbuds, race earbuds, and also hearing aids. So you want to give her a call. This past weekend, she part of the sponsorship from Hair Clear was if you won the heat race and also the main event, then you would get a set of custom earbuds by Hair Clear, courtesy of Cindy Clark. And Bill Black out of Tucson was able to pull that off.
Yes.
So. The number 9, nice guy. He's been in part of the old speed trucks from way back when, and then has been running those on and off, in Tucson, and was able to come race with us and he plans on doing some more. So he won the Hair Clear deal. So thanks, Cindy Clark, for that deal.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it's cool you guys got people doing promotions like that.
That's cool. You know, everything adds up, and that's a really cool deal there. I don't have a set of custom earbuds myself.
And every little bit helps.
Yeah, and that it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I got my first custom ones made a year and a half ago, and I mean...
You need an updated set.
They're wore out.
Right?
These are better.
They're wore out.
You can pick whatever colors you want.
Yeah.
You know? Pick your wife's favorite color for one side and your favorite color for the other. Put some good luck in
You guys should be proud of yourselves. My wife has not come in the pits in years.
No way.
Yeah, that was a big deal. She was out there.
Wow. And then you told her, hey, you might have to spot for me. And
she did. She took care of it, man. Sweet. Honestly, I didn't train her enough, and she did a really good job.
That's cool.
I was pleasantly surprised.
How was that? Not many people really get a chance to have their significant
other spot, right?
You know, spot for them, and you know, you hope you didn't piss them off at some point because they'll say, "All clear," you know, and you don't, you're not.
No, it was great. Like I said, she did a great job. And that final restart there, though, I think I told you guys I was without power steering.
Yeah,
I was just hanging on those final four laps, and I got her on the radio like, "Hey, if you just bump this guy into the next guy," I'm like, "I'm trying to just not crash right now.
I'm going in a circle right now."
You know, and so
she's telling you to bump people out of the way.
when Mark starts pulling away from me, she's like, "Come on, honey, go get up." And I'm like,
"Put your foot on the gas.
This is all I've got.
I'm spinning the wheel."
It was cool though. She kept me well informed when guys were looking and whatnot, and I asked Mark afterwards if I had come down on them or anything.
Right.
Just wanted to make sure it was all kosher.
Sure.
And he said, no, she did a great job. So,
well, that's, you know, that's something that, I don't know if she's done it before, but kind of a different perspective when she comes into the pits and when she talks to other people not just in the LMTS truck series, but any series that have spotters, she can understand a little more what's going on the track and off the track. That's really cool.
Yeah, and I went three wide a couple of times, and she just got super nervous. She goes, "There's a truck on the bottom and the top."
Yeah, like, you didn't tell me about this.
So that was kind of funny to hear her get nervous there. You know?
Yes, honey, this is what we do.
Yep.
This is how we do.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's a different perspective, I think, that she gets to see
and
understands a little more when you're on the track and doing what you do to realize what you're up against.
Yeah.
So in any division, really. So, and great show you guys put on, like you said, three wide at times, you know, and what a great show. I mean, you guys put on a hell of a race.
It was definitely fun.
It was cool. So, except for me, but I was there.
Gary was up there for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was good. I can't complain. Everything went really well. It was a good race. You know, there was an altercation between a couple guys, but not, you know, that happens.
It's racing.
Yeah, it's racing. You know, put it behind you, move on, and
especially when you're putting, like you said, when you're putting on a good show, most of the time it's not one guy just pulling away and winning the race. There's going to be some controversy and hard nosed racing.
Exactly. There's everybody's bundled. So no, that's cool. I was really happy. Havasu is one of my favorite tracks. I like all the tracks that we have in our rounds, but Havasu is one of my favorite tracks. I don't know about you guys how you like Havasu, but it is.
Yeah, no, I really
like
Havasu.
So.
I've just raced there so many times.
Have you? You're kind of old hat for you.
Yeah. It's frustrating because you lose so much forward bite as the race goes on, you know, and it'll test you.
Right.
You got to drive patiently or you'll overdrive the corner like you guys saw in that video many times, like I was doing. So,
hey, you know. But, you know, I guess that's cool that you had that experience on that track to be able to bring some of that you know, to any division you jump in. So, and you see that when you race the Bombers out here at LDMS. Mm-hmm. Also, you bring a different element that some other racers might not have with the experience of the modifieds and, you know, kind of different divisions. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You think other guys kind of watch you and try and, you know, let's say in the Bombers and stuff like that and try to learn. I know Michael Miller does. He's
Now when you're fast in a Bomber, everyone just says you're cheating. So
You know,
it truly doesn't matter.
You know,
honestly,
I think it's any division.
It really is.
Even the super late models, I see a guy up front like, "Oh man, that guy's cheating," and I got to catch myself and think, well, you know, maybe he's not cheating. You know, maybe he just figured some things out.
Well, I know I've told the story before, but I'll make it quick this time. I raced mods for like 2.5 years before I got my first win. It was right after Spencer died, you know, so I was emotional. Put the 23 on the car. Win my first ever race, and that night on LV Local Racing Scene, that website that we all check, the message boards, right? People calling me a cheater, and I'm just like, what?
I didn't cheat, right?
I was so hurt about it, you know, too, and I was just like, I think that's just part of it, you know?
Yeah, and that sucks, because, you know, sometimes things just come together, and once you get that first win, the momentum seems to be there for some reason.
Where
you're always further up than you were the let. You know,
yeah, and then I won the next
point.
Race, and then the championship. You know, and it just kept steamrolling from there.
No, and that's how it is, and unfortunate, you know, and it sucks because, you know, I think what it is, and this is my opinion, everybody on that track puts 100%, 110% of their time into their cars, and it just. For some reason, they're not the ones there. There can only be one winner out of all those It's not like
it's much different than team sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's 50-50, you know.
So, so every night in every division, you have, anywhere from how many ever the car count is, anywhere from 8 to 15, 20 people that are upset because they didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Times how many divisions are racing that night, So it's like, how
unique
do you,
sport.
Yeah, it's different. So, yes, all first place winners are cheaters. But it sucks that has to be the consensus. But, I guess there's reasons why people, he went through that.
Oh, yes, I did.
For a little while there, you were up front in the Bombers when they first, kind of in the early years of the Bomber division.
Yep.
And caught a lot of flack. And,
yep.
And
actually, I couldn't win in my Torino for nothing. And we did some work to it and then loaned it to the Faster Pastor race, and the pastor that drove it won in it. So the thing was,
he blessed it, and then you almost started winning after that, right?
Yeah.
He started the tradition.
There you go. Yeah. That was cool. The Faster Pastor races were all always pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
I do
those.
A little bit, yeah.
Those are cool. But you were cheating. You were cheating back then, obviously, right?
Yep.
When you stopped winning, that's when you're like, hey, all the other people are cheating.
I know they're cheating.
Well, it's all forms of racing, too. When
right.
My son started winning kid kart races, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending every race in the tech area, and they are just tearing that little 50cc motor apart.
Wow.
Because they swore up and down.
Something's
every weekend
there's
something too new. A dad did research during the week. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, we gotta look at this.
DQ'd exactly zero times. So.
That sucks because, not that you put any more work into your program than somebody else does, but it just, for some reason,
Sometimes you have the right combination.
Yeah. And they'll get there too. Persistence sometimes pays off. I know way back, it's been a long time since I had any kind of wins and things like that, but way back in the mini stock days, I don't know if you remember the mini stocks at the LVMS a long time ago. Took me 3 years before I even started. Once I won every race that one season. I was it just took something to get there. The first 2 years I was getting lapped. I was like, man,
it took me almost 4 years to get my first win in the Bombers.
Right.
Yeah.
But I had guys come up, just, they wouldn't tell me a whole lot. They tell me enough to make me dangerous. So do I believe this guy? Like guys, and then Steve Burke would come up and say, he'd just look, he goes, see what I had. He knew in his head is all wrong. I don't know if you know who Steve Burke is, but he's had a lot of races out there, some championships and stuff. He'd point and he'd say, try this, do this. I was like, all right, well, he knows what he's talking about because I've seen him win out there. So I'd do tweak a little bit and then go do it. And I'm like, yeah, that feels better. So, and then other guys would come up and, you want to try this? And eventually you start learning more. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's the fun part, I guess.
Can't listen to too many people.
Though. No, then I do something. Somebody else tell me, oh, shit, I think they're tricking me. That did not work. I'm going back the other way.
Yeah.
Aaron McMoran's biggest fan says if you're being called a cheater, you're doing something right.
Oh, yeah? Who's that? Mike?
Austin Barnes.
Oh, Barnes, yes.
He says, oh, my God, Aaron McMoran, I'm your biggest fan.
What's Austin been doing? Have you been keeping contact?
Trying to become
Hello, Austin, by the way.
Pilot.
Appreciate it.
He's been all over MAV TV because he's doing the Optima Sport Car Challenge or whatever it is.
Yeah, cool.
He'll tell you all about it. But he drives like a Dodge Viper all over the place. Super fast.
Well, that sounds fun.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
Austin
right?
Barnes fast.
Yep. Austin Barnes fast.
Probably cheat.
Probably cheating. Yeah. Cheaters. Yeah. Nah, cool. I wasn't sure because I haven't seen his name around the, the modified.
Yeah, that's why you got to get a Facebook.
I know. I'm sorry.
You would know all of this.
That's true. That's what I don't want to know too much. I want to hear it from you guys. Yeah. That's the fun part. Because I get to hear different views. Instead of making my own opinion. I don't want my own opinion. I want people to tell me what they think. So, but hey, everybody does that. But that's cool. Austin Barnes is out doing
saying
more fun things than we are.
They moved to Texas.
No way.
Yep.
Damn. So he must have got married, had a family, moved to Texas, and doing his own thing.
I don't think he's
and now he's in a
not that far. No, he's getting there. He must be following in your footsteps.
Oh, wife.
And, yeah, I'm going to have the kids soon.
No, he's aspiring for more.
Yeah.
More than a street sweeping position.
How is that? I mean, do you like doing that? I mean, that's
I really enjoy it.
Do you get to see, like, certain people, like, every day, and they're, like, waving at you?
Yeah.
You know, they're the huge.
Yep. People on their morning machine. Walks.
Yeah.
I recognize dogs now.
there's Fifi over there. Hey,
hopefully you don't suck one up in the vacuum.
Well, if he has it, he's not talking about it.
It could happen.
Do you have like a certain area, or are you like the guy?
Oh, I'm the only guy. Yeah.
Really?
I do it all.
So if we see that thing going around, that's you.
Yep. Unless I'm on vacation or something, I'll put someone else in it.
Really? That's cool.
I'm going to go cut it off. Park right in front of it.
We just cut some wires.
Yeah. No. I still get paid, so.
So we'll cut wires for you. You can give us a little cut out of that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's different. Huh? We got to like maintain it and stuff too? Or?
Yeah. We have good mechanics.
How fast does it go?
On the highway, it'll barely get up to, like, 65.
Are you allowed to take it on the highway?
I don't really need to, honestly.
Can you drift it around the corner?
No.
Can you donuts?
I sweep it, like, anywhere between 4 and 7 miles an hour. Depending on what you're picking up.
Does it hold, like, a lot of water?
Yeah.
Cause I see
like
those,
220 gallons.
Because I see those things sometimes that they don't use the water. They just sweep. I mean, is there a reason?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to?
Because the air quality will jump all over you.
It's the air quality thing.
Yeah.
Maybe just
keep the dust down.
On my cul-de-sac, they don't usually.
Well, actually, I know the guy that sweeps my house in Vegas doesn't use water either.
You yell at him. Like, look, here's my badge. I'm certified street sweeper.
Nope.
That sucks.
Hey, look, man, I do the same thing you do. Can you use water, please?
You see Aaron out there pouring water right in front of his driveway.
Spraying it down.
Yeah, spraying it down. Mm-hmm. So water.
Making his truck all muddy from the dust and dirt.
That's crazy. Well, if you don't mind me asking, we're getting too personal. Just say, hey, I don't want to talk about my personal life. But how'd you fall into that? That's different. I mean, it's not something that everybody does, you know.
So I started working for Boulder City as a part-time meter reader.
Oh, well, that's different too.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
In the utilities department.
Wow.
I worked part-time for 5 years. I know. Yeah, about 5 years.
So you stuck it out, you know, hey, persistence.
And the street sweeping job came available, and he raised his hand.
What's funny is I only applied for the street sweeping job because there was a labor position opening like a week after that. So I wanted to show them that I was interested in working for their department, and
you
they hired
getting,
me for that. Yeah.
Wow.
I had to go get a CDL and everything.
You do get a CDL for
that? Yeah, for class A.
Well, I guess that makes sense because that's pretty decent size piece of equipment.
Yeah, and they want you to be able to drive other stuff. Like sometimes I have to drive a water truck or dump truck, stuff like that too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that department, you're in the part of the maintenance department, I guess?
We're called the streets department in public works.
So they do like not just cleaning and maintenance, but repairs and things
Yeah, we repair roads, sidewalks, that kind of stuff.
You ever get into, you get to do that?
I used to all the time, but not lately.
Can you volunteer for it? Like, hey, if there's, hey, guy, take me with you guys.
Yeah, I could.
I'm just curious, you know.
That's a lot of work, though. Man.
Is it? They get work in the heat.
Is your truck air conditioned?
Of course.
Oh, man.
So here's my problem with street sweepers. I have a problem with street sweepers.
Hold on before you say that.
Okay.
Also, part of the reason why I'm getting this dad bod is truck.
Sitting down. How many hours do you sweep?
Like 7 or 8
wow,
hours.
Wow,
an hour a day.
Because
I work 4/10.
Oh, okay.
And going from being the meter reader, I was walking anywhere from like 8 to 15 miles
wow,
a day.
Wow, so you're staying fit.
Yeah.
Did you jump into just a sitting position?
It is a crazy change, and I was like sunburned nonstop from the other job.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. So what's your problem with street
sweepers? I have a beef with street sweepers.
All right,
now with you specifically. How do you know what hours they come by your street? They always, I don't know, is the first and third, this and that,
hours.
And once a month? Or I mean, how do they do their scheduling? It's too confusing. Why don't they just make it easy?
Well, Boulder City is pretty easy.
Is it?
Yeah, so every neighborhood basically is on a route numbered 1 through 7, and we come the same day every month.
Just once a month?
So it could be the first Monday of the month or the second Tuesday of the month.
So you're already confusing me.
That's easy.
Okay.
You just look at a calendar. So if you live on Route 5, you're the second Monday of the month.
So it's always on a Monday.
Yep. It'd always be the second Monday.
Bobby's just listening. Like, oh, crap. He's on the next street. I run outside. I
move your car.
Pull my car up in the driveway so he gets my part. And then the neighbor, I see the neighbors is backed up. I'm like, crap. I'm not going to get mine clean because he's backed up too far.
Yeah, I'll get people walking out front throwing their hands up because their neighbor didn't move their stuff. So I can't completely sweep in front of their spot, you know?
Do they ever ask you, hey, can you come back like, you know, an hour?
Not really, actually. Surprisingly.
What if they paid you? I mean,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, we will get into that.
I would
kidding.
Never.
Cindy
never.
Clark is saying, tell him I'm sorry I left my trailer in front of my house so long.
Oh, does she live in Boulder?
She lives in Boulder.
Oh, okay.
Just look for Wonder Woman, a skid plate somewhere in the driveway.
I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
Yeah, really, right?
I don't know. Tell him I'm sorry I left my trailer out front for so long.
Trust me, it doesn't bother me. It's not my house.
Hey, it's your house not getting cleaned.
Yep.
And she didn't say she lives on a dirt road either.
Yep.
You don't do dirt roads. So.
That's all I figure is if people really want their stuff swept, they'll move their vehicles, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to hear them and move my trailer, hook up, move my trailer, let him sweep there and back
put
my
it back.
Trailer back, and then he would just go around me and continue.
Yeah. I have people do it every day.
Yeah, I don't know how to read a calendar, so I... Yeah, and I try to, like, look. Okay,
yeah, but
let me see a pattern here. Do they come what? It seems like they're different every time in my neighborhood.
Do you got to stop them and ask them what days they're, what number route they're on?
So who?
His street sweeper.
Oh,
so
I don't know how they
do it.
You
probably look on your...
In the valley, they might have different schedules set up.
I'm Clark County, so...
Are you?
I'm counting, yeah.
I've never looked.
They can't afford a sweeper, so you're okay.
They come, dude. I just don't know when.
Like, I've been told Henderson just does it. Like, they'll start at one point, do their entire route, however long that takes them, and then when they get back to the end, they restart it.
That's
so
weird.
If they were gone for 2 sick days, you know, or something
it
like that.
It just doesn't get done.
Well, they just pick up where they left.
Oh, where they left.
Before,
oh, I
so
see.
It could take longer than one. That's probably what you're dealing with is something like that.
It could be. Do all the right sides first and then come back and do all the left sides. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm sure they have it posted somewhere. I'm just not smart enough to go find it.
Hey, I tell you, the next time you hear or see the street sweeper, go mark the calendar. Just put a one on there.
There you go.
Then the next month or the next time you
carry this thing around, I could probably put it in this.
Oh,
this
you lose box. That thing too much.
That's probably just as easy to look at the calendar and say, hey, well, they come every Thursday. Yeah, you know, whatever. The first Thursday of every month, or something stupid.
Kind of like the trash. You know, they come every Monday or every Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can set your Facebook notification.
what's that? You'll have to show me. Yeah. Anyways, so what's your plans coming up? I know, you know, I know you want to race the trucks from now on. We appreciate that, but.
Yeah,
I guess you got a late model, super late, whatever.
She's going to make you race the truck so she can spot
you.
Yeah, there you go.
Now she wants to be your spotter.
Yeah. I'm not sure how often they're going to be able to come with Aaron's crazy basketball schedule.
Right.
Like, we had a tournament, obviously not last weekend, because I was racing with you guys, but the weekend before that. Now, this weekend, we have a tournament.
Oh, wow.
The weekend after that, we have a tournament in Anaheim with him.
Where do they?
So it's like nonstop.
Where else do they travel to? Is it just like Cal here?
No, so far this year, in January, we went to Dallas with him.
Wow,
Salt Lake
cool.
City and Portland.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And
all in like the first
for,
6 weeks of the
and
year.
And that's for the school?
No,
tournament?
No.
This
he's
is outside?
Part of the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The club. Okay. Well, I was curious. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Vegas Elite.
That's called Vegas Elite.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I didn't know that. That's a lot of traveling.
So it's been taking up a lot of our time and money.
Do they... Is the I don't know what you want to call it, the division, does it run most of the year or just like 9 months out of the year?
Yeah, it's nonstop.
Is it just continuous?
Like nonstop, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Do they have like the same thing like playoffs and all that stuff? Is that where
Well, like
now?
When you go play for the most part, they don't even compete in like local leagues or anything, you know?
Oh.
Because they're pretty good, honestly, and they just hit bigger tournaments. Like this weekend, the only reason they're really playing locally is because it's a Vegas Elite tournament, so his club is putting it on.
Oh,
so they play all their teams in that one.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's different.
It's crazy.
I mean, just the kids involved, have you thought about coaching or doing any kind of stuff like that?
So I used to coach him until like a year and a half ago, I'd say. And he's just gotten pretty good. So he's... almost beyond my tutelage.
So he's learning from other people. And
kidding. He's been training with Alan Anderson, who's an NBA player. He trained with him last night. Well, former NBA player. He retired last year, I think it was. And then Antoine Wright. He's been really fortunate.
Wow.
He's working with some cool guys, you know. That's... And his club coach used to play at a high level. So.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Different. You get to meet those people and talk to them, too.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You know who they are, obviously, because you're into basketball.
Yep, that's cool. And he's got some really good teammates, too. Like, these are the kids that we'll all be watching in high school one day, going and getting, you know, full ride scholarships, hopefully, I think is all of our goals.
You guys are really pushing for that. Pro, go pro. Skip college, go pro.
No, not even pro. Like, if he can just go to
college,
anywhere
really?
For college and get, cool. you know, free scholarship.
Does he like basketball that much? More than anything, I guess.
You guys didn't see him in the pits this weekend with his basketball?
Oh, yeah.
That's all he was doing. Had his headphones on, dribbling right next to the truck on that concrete pad.
And that's probably...
I didn't tell him to bring that basketball.
That's probably smart
yeah.
of him to...
Yeah.
Pick a sport that, you know, obviously something he loves to do.
Last night I took him to training. We dropped him off at like 5:45. We didn't pick him up until 8:15.
Wow.
And he doesn't want to stop.
That is really cool.
He's at practice right now.
Are most of the kids on the team like that? They have that same kind of passion.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not a school sport, obviously. Like you said, that's something that they want to. Parents make them do.
The team he's on, you actually had to like try out for.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like you just paid a monthly due and you get to be on the travel team. You know, there's a lot of kids that pay the monthly due and they try their best, but they're not quite at that level yet. You know,
wow.
So they're still on teams, but his team's the team that gets sent to kind of represent that age group all over the country. So
that's crazy.
It's been fun, man.
That's stuff that I don't know that part of the, you know, kids' lives and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool to hear that goes on. I know they do that in like soccer and baseball, like Billy Grasser.
Football.
That's right.
Billy
Grasser's
in the football.
The Henderson Cowboys, right?
Yep.
Is that what it is? So, you know, same thing. You know, we lost Billy to kids' sports.
Yep. And the same thing. He's constantly going to Arizona, Anaheim, all over the place.
Like with him, I'm pretty sure he's like the coach and kind of runs things over there,
yeah,
right?
He is the
That's a
but
lot
he wasn't when he started,
do.
Right?
No, he was just going to play football with Jake, and then he became a coach, and then he advanced from there.
Well, do you guys remember like Jim Petrie, Pat Petrie's older younger brother?
Yep.
Well, his son plays at Bishop Gorman now.
Oh, no kidding!
For their varsity team.
Cool.
But it was the same thing with him with the Henderson Cowboys. Once that all got started,
no way.
You never saw him at the racetrack anymore.
Right, it's done.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it gives him something different, you know. Just because we like. Racing doesn't mean the kids have to, you know.
And
honestly, a lot of us.
We gave Aaron the choice because most of his games here locally before he got to the level he's at now were Saturdays, and I would have the go-kart trailer hooked up to the truck,
ready to
take him to his games. We'd be late to the track, we'd miss qualifying or a heat race or something.
Right.
And finally, I he was just barely turning 8. I was like, dude, you got to make a decision.
Make a choice. Yeah.
This is too much, you know.
Yeah.
And he chose basketball.
Right.
So.
Well, that's cool.
Hasn't looked back.
Good choice.
Well, you know, it again.
There's no scholarships in racing that I've heard of.
Only the parents, their or grandparents, they're the scholarship.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Because we like it, don't mean they have to. So what are you gonna do? You got this car?
Yeah, I got the super late model.
No motor, or is it?
No, it's got a motor in it, but we're not gonna use that one. It's just a 604 crate. So I got an RC motor. We're gonna put it in, and we don't know what we're gonna do. Honestly, I want to go to Tucson. The Chili Willy in January. Probably hit a couple of Madera shows this year.
You like Madera, huh?
Yeah.
I heard you talk a lot about Madera.
Yeah.
And
they have some
off.
Big late model races there.
Right. Is it something about that track? Is it the track itself, the way they run it? It's a combination? I mean, what do you like about Madera? Of course, that's not around the corner. That's not down the street.
Yeah.
Takes some time to get up there. Was it like six
it's
hours?
About 6 hours, yeah. One time we went and they had the highway shut down. Like
oh.
Letting one side go and then the other side
gosh.
Go. It was like 11 hours.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a long
time. Yeah. It's just it's kind of a technical track. You know, you really got to hit your marks. And it's different because it's almost the size of the Bullring, maybe a little bit smaller. But you really have to attack the corners if you want to be successful.
Really?
Like the Bullring, you find yourself kind of rolling out of the throttle and trying to get that thing to roll to center, where at Madera, at least in my previous experiences there, especially qualifying, like you drive the car in so far that you think you're going to crash, you know?
That's crazy.
And then you're on the brake pedal and getting the thing turned and right back into the throttle hard.
No kidding.
It's just, it's a fun track.
Is that a one groove track or multi groove? Can guys make
that? That's another thing.
It
really,
it really varies.
Because sometimes they'll put stuff down
on
one groove, like the lower groove, try and make it a little more competitive. I've always done a little bit better there, like a groove up, you know? I held track record there for like 6 minutes one time.
But you can say you've held it.
Yeah, yeah. I went out and qualified, and I can't remember if it was Austin Barnes or Kyle Telstrom. They both outqualified me by a few hundredths.
Oh,
and,
that close.
One of them set, they both set track record after me, obviously. But I can't, I'm sure it was Barnes.
And that was in the Lucas Oil Modified.
Yeah.
You miss running the Lucas Oil stuff?
A
little bit.
No, it's a grind, man.
It is, but you know what?
It's a lot of work.
You know, it's cool to see when you show up there. You usually do really well, you know. And that
I wish I could have done better. Like, I never got a win there. I came close in my earlier years, and we just never, you know, we never had the same money as a lot of people.
Well, we
consistently ran a one set of tires, which not everyone
right.
did that, and people will combat that. Well, we only bought. I watch people buy tires.
Right.
I know for a fact we bought the least amount of tires.
Right.
You know, but, and honestly, a lot of the drivers are really good. They have really smart people working on their stuff, and it's just competitive. And that's what I wanted when I went and ran.
Right.
I could have stayed locally and run local divisions nonstop and won a bunch of races. But I think for at least someone like myself, you want to go out and challenge yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I did and got my ass kicked for like 4 or 5 years.
Well, you know, what's cool though is, you know, obviously, like you said, there's a lot of talent, a lot of money, a lot of good hands in that division helping
yeah.
other teams and stuff like that. But when you would show up, even though you weren't out there every race, at least the last season, at least, I think. Or maybe
yeah, we were
running.
We were all over the place.
You know, so you'd show up and do well, and that says something to what your team is doing,
yeah.
you know, to still be able to be competitive and not be there every race you know, be consistent.
I think we ran three or four full-time seasons.
Wow.
You know,
and that's when it becomes a lot of work. We know when you're chasing those points, I don't care where you're at in the points, you're
and that's kind of like you're asking me what my plans are. That's kind of part of my goal is to not chase points in anything. Cause then you're forcing yourself to the racetrack.
Always miss the first race. That's all I got to say.
It's the truth. It really is the truth.
Yeah.
Especially with Aaron's basketball, I just don't want to be locked
right.
down into anything.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to be able to say,
nope,
race car can
yep.
stay. I'm going to wherever it is,
exactly.
Washington this weekend to watch him play.
No, that's cool. That's probably a smart move, and it keeps more of the fun into it. It's still going to be a lot of work, but you don't find yourself, you know, pushing yourself that as hard
yeah.
as far as getting it ready to go and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they just had their second race of the year, too. Trevor Cristiani won again.
Oh, wow.
He's won all of them so far this year.
How about the Havasu? I mean, I know you said you've been to Havasu a lot, so maybe you're not thinking about the late model series down there. But
I'd like to go do that.
Series,
like
okay.
Mike Miller's been going down with Matt Frady. Him out. That'd be I'd give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean, they got a decent car count down there.
And you got fast guys like Lenny White.
Yeah,
you know.
Anytime he shows up, it's like, well, there's, you know.
And I think he works on Parker's car. And Parker Malone, I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's always really quick down there, too. So, yeah, no matter where you go, you're going to have to compete anymore.
Right.
Even out here at the Bullring, you had, what was it, only 8 cars the first race in the late models or super late?
7.
7. But still got to beat Chris Klein, like.
Right.
He's not slow.
No, exactly. And if it's not Chris Klein, there's more talent there. There's
Gabbarini.
Yeah, exactly. I guess he's won a few things.
Couple. What's your count up at the track?
I actually do not know.
I know it's
Gary's going to look it up, though.
Yeah, Gary should look it up. I know it's decent, right?
Yeah.
It's a decent amount, so that's cool. I don't know what it is.
It probably could have been more if I would have not run the Lucas Oil Series all this year.
But that's no fun, man. Like you said, it's got to be challenging, you know.
And honestly, some of the like greatest moments, not just in racing, in my life was traveling around with all my friends.
Right.
You know, those are my crew guys, and just having a good time.
27.
Wow.
At the Bullring.
According to
the Bullring. Yeah, that's a good point. At the Bullring.
What place does that put me in?
Because I know what's Gafferini? I think that's like 58 or
no. Gafferini is 67.
Is it Doug Hamley up there now too?
Doug Ham is at 52.
Yeah.
Wow. Phil Goodwin and Dustin Ash is at 58.
Yeah, I know they're
tied, huh?
Yeah. Wow. And then Justin Johnson is at 53, and Doug Ham is at 52.
So the leader was Gafferini?
Yeah, 67.
Wow, he's got a big lead.
And then Jason Irwin with 44.
Oh, wow.
All those legend car wins.
Yeah,
kill them every
and
weekend.
Then Spencer Clark with 33, Ian Anderson with 30, and then you with 27.
Nice.
You're on the board.
Yeah.
You're on the board.
I'm close to Spencer. I'm doing something right.
Kyle Busch and Dave Green has 25.
I'm ahead of Kyle Busch.
Yeah. You're ahead of Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
We'll put the challenge out there for him to come get two races in on you.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
I know. You got about 40 races to get to Gafferini, so.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever. I don't know if I'm ever going to top those 40, 50 marks.
Well, there's bandoleros you can always do. You know, bump them guys off the track.
That's what Mike says. Miller's like, we're going to have you race the mods.
There you go,
Bombers.
Five divisions
of Mike. He said we should go get a Thunder Roadster because there's like two of them.
He's already getting you in trouble.
I know, right? Just knowing him getting you in trouble.
Uh-huh. But speaking of, are Thunder Roadsters gone?
They're racing Friday nights only.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen them on the Saturday schedule, and this is just what I happen to notice, so I don't know the official schedule, but I noticed they were only on Friday nights that I seen.
And then did US Legend Cars drop their affiliation with Thunder Cars?
That I haven't heard. I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so, but maybe it's possible.
They got you listed for four championships.
Yeah.
Two mods and two bombers.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Had some go-kart ones before that too. One of those was actually probably the hardest championship I've ever had to win.
Really?
It was close. Me and another kid all year, man.
What age were you?
It was my second year, so I was like 14 to 15.
Before you got into the modified?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you jump out of those into the mods?
Yep, into mods.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
And my first night in the mod, I had to start on the pole, and I spun out immediately leaving turn four. Never got to the start finish line.
Did somebody spin you? Because
no,
could have been me.
No. I jumped all over the throttle having no
just
idea
too
what
much,
to do on a restart or a start of the race.
You're like, I could race one of these. Man.
Yeah.
It's got open wheels, just like a go-kart. It's the same.
Yeah, spun it right to the infield. It's embarrassing.
That's funny. Do you like the go-karts when you're racing those?
Those are
always fun.
That's the most physical thing I've ever raced.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing compares
to
that.
What class? I mean, I know they have multiple different classes, but back then
it was
probably a little bit different.
Yeah, it was called Junior Superbox. It was a 100cc Yamaha motor.
Oh, wow.
With a little four-hole can on the back. And we went all over the West Coast racing those, and that was fun.
Was that a lot of work? You have to rebuild the motors all the time?
No, we had a motor guy. He handled all that.
Everybody got to have a motor guy.
Yeah, yep. Especially in karts, it seemed like.
So you probably raced Willow in those,
yep,
too, back then, because
yep.
I know they have
Willow, Buttonwillow, raced in Phoenix.
Wow.
I think six or seven different tracks.
Did you think you want to do more like road course racing from that besides
Oval?
How'd you get in the oval instead of the road course?
If you guys want a good story, I always loved IndyCars.
Cool.
And I ended up doing the Red Bull driver search at Fast Lap here, and I won.
Oh, no way.
I won the local thing with Spencer Clark, Tom Lovelady, and another kid who raced karts. His name, I can't remember, honestly. But we all got to go up to Sonoma and race with, like,
wow,
I don't know, maybe 100 other kids.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
And their mission was, Red Bull's mission was to find the next American Formula One driver.
No kidding.
So I got to the second day, which I think was, like, the top 20. And do you guys know who Danny Sullivan is? He won an Indy 500 like a million years ago.
I don't know.
Well, he pulled me in and he goes, you guys are all pretty quick, but you're not going to make it past this stage no matter how you do. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you're 6'2".
Oh, no way.
And he goes, you're 15 years old.
Wow.
He goes, you're going to be way too big for these cars one day. And I was like, what?
No kidding. I would have never thought that. That's a good.
So he told me to look into stock car racing, which we already were, because
right.
My brother was racing mm-hmm. modifieds and whatnot. But yeah, it was kind of funny. But those were good times.
No kidding, that's crazy. Because I never knew that. You know.
Yeah, like have you heard? I'm sure you've heard of Scott Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his brother came up through that. Matt Jaskel made it really far through Red Bull thing. He won a race at Indy. I want to say it was like Indy Lights. I could be wrong on the division, but yeah. And that's what he did it through, was the Red Bull driver search.
So they should like funnel guys that want to race Indy that are too tall into basketball, directly into basketball.
Basketball league.
So, hey, you're too tall for these, so you got to go play basketball. Because they know, there's no sweet spot there. Wow, that's crazy. That's cool.
It's fun, man. I've done a lot of cool stuff.
That does sound fun. I want to go do that stuff. Gary?
You're not young enough.
Oh, damn it. How do you know how old I am?
I don't. You're not young enough.
Cool. I guess that's cool. Oh, man. So, in the road course area, have you raced any full-size stuff on road course?
Just the Thunder Roadster once. I jumped into Damon Blakeman's Thunder Roadster really randomly, and there's only like six cars out the road course. But the one guy, Ron Dupree, I think his name was like the national champion. And him and I raced hard for like 2-3 laps. And I ended up, I think he spun or something right behind me. And I ended up winning.
No kidding. Yeah, what'd you think of that? I mean, was it kind of just go-kart?
Honestly, if I had money to go do it, which I don't, I would go get a legend car and do the road course stuff. I drove Spencer's car. I tested his car. I was supposed to race it and destroyed it when I was like 16.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's fun.
But it was a blast. It was fun before I destroyed it.
Yeah, because there's some people that just want to just do road course because it's challenging.
It's super technical. It's
so. Cool. Yeah. I mean, like in the truck series, we don't have a road course on our schedule now, but we'll probably be adding one. They used to have one course, one race every year. So we'll keep you informed.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Trust me, I'd be all in on that.
So Gary's like, look. How can you tell me about this?
Like, what options are out there as far as the road course?
Yeah, they used to race, I don't know if the one in Phoenix, it used to be Firebird. I think it's Wild Horse now, but it used to be Firebird. They have two different configurations down there that they used to run. One was a 2.5 mile, and the other one's the short track, which I can't tell you the configuration, but that's one. We've had some interest from out here, the LVMS, course behind the Bull Ring. And then, of course, Willow Springs, not the big course, but they have multiple different courses out there.
Yeah, configurations you can run.
Yep, so there's another one there. So those are kind of some of the options. So
yeah, keep working, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what it is. But those are some of the things that we may be putting on, but we'll
see. We're going to Eldora that, too.
The dirt track, what the hell?
You know, it,
put it on a dirt track.
You know, that's always an option. It'd be probably be a non-points deal. Same thing with the road course. Probably would be a non-points race or something. Just kind of go have fun. Not sure if it. When they used to do it, what it was. When you race road course, it's not competitive, not a competition between cars or trucks, but it's between time.
Mm-hmm.
Where during the old days, it was a race. So just like in the NASCAR and stuff, you're racing against each other, not time. So that made it, the competition made it fun. Whereas when you run against time, that's still fun too, but it's not the same, as competing with each other. So, but Eldora style would be cool. I mean, look at who's doing it now. The K&N series on dirt. I mean, that's been a big hit. I think the competition level on the dirt has been really something else, so I don't know. Interesting to see. Again, it would have to be a non-point, I think, and at the end of the season, so you have time to fix your stuff for the next season. So.
Oh, these guys don't hit each other. They'll be all right.
That's right. Yeah, everybody's clean.
That's right. They'll be all right.
Well, except for the top two that race.
Like, hey, always bringing up something.
I think he meant to say the top three.
Yeah, top three. Anybody in the top three.
I know, I got to watch it all. It was fun.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, we got a race coming up in the Late Model Truck Series April 20th. So we'll keep you informed on that. So that's going to be fun.
And that's here at the Bowling.
Yep, here in Vegas.
And if anyone wants to rent a truck, they contact
me.
Go ahead and call Gary.
Call me.
Or get a hold of Aaron and he'll get you to one of us.
I'll be the middleman.
He'll be the middleman. But
I encourage it. Like I said, I had a few people reach out to me. I had nothing but good things to say. There were some questions like tire compound
whatnot.
And
tires are all the number one question. I don't care.
Yep. Always.
In what? And it's a good question.
Yep.
You know, it obviously is what's the tire? What's the tire rule? But
I explained the scenario, and the guy understood. I was like, look, it's a new series. You can't chase off three trucks because they don't have the same tire.
But, you know, we have a plan. So.
And honestly, like I had the American Racers, but Mark Allison was super fast with the American
same,
Racers.
Yep,
so
the same ones. Yep.
It's not, that's not the reason why
we
didn't beat that truck. That was a nice truck, though.
Right. Yeah.
It was
a
nice piece.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's Bill Black's, you know, that's number nine truck. That's always been competitive. He's always been up front. I don't care, you know, when you see him race, it's always highly competitive. You know, they've always put a lot of time and effort into that program that he has. And his son used to race it too, way back in the day. And it was the same thing back then too. So yeah, they don't have junk, you know, good equipment.
It was
so
a nice truck.
And you're going to see anybody who puts that kind of time in their equipment is going to be
successful.
So
it's a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know, we're working on a lot of different things. We're new at the promoter side of it, or the managing part of it. And, you know, it's tough because you're trying to make a lot of people happy.
Yep.
It's worse, it's tougher than being married. And I don't mean to each other, but, you know, it's tough.
Yeah,
you know?
Being a promoter, it's kind of, I think I talked to Richter about it one time.
Yeah.
It's a lot like being a referee.
Right.
No matter what you do, you can try to accommodate everybody, but there's always going to be
one person.
Yeah. There's going to be a party
or a situation that's going to come up that is not easy.
Part of it, you know, and it's going to be how well you guys manage those situations.
Yeah. So we'll give them your number and we'll be good to go. Call Aaron.
No. Give them our booking agent's number.
Call Michael Miller.
That's
right.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of that, we'll see how Aaron's numbers rate with him by himself versus Michael Miller's kind of use his numbers to boost his own. So we got a competition going on throughout the year, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Tell you what, Mike's working hard on those bombers right now, all week.
And they're racing this weekend,
weekend.
I'm sorry, we should bring that up.
Yeah, I was going to.
Go to LVMS.com, click on the bullring link, and check out the schedule. Races this weekend out there. The usual divisions, Legends, Bandos, Junior Lates. What else is out there? The Bombers, Superstocks, Skid Plates. Can't forget Skid Plates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Skid Plates are doing our fan choice.
Which
might make them go.
No way.
Yeah.
The way around the track.
Cool. Is it like by a roll of a dice or don't know? Cool. I didn't see that. Fans choose. Oh, it's a fan choose the direction.
But you know they're going to make you go backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Something different, right?
Well, it shouldn't matter, right? Because, and I don't know their skid plate rules, so you can enlighten us on that. Is do they have a rule for suspension on the skid plates? For I mean, can you like weld your shocks so they don't move? Or you know,
no.
There's a lot of different things I think
no,
that people can do.
Stock, it's supposed to be stock, but if you have adjustable struts, you know someone's going to put an extra turn here.
You're allowed to, but they're supposed to be stock and working?
Correct.
Or is that the gray area?
What gray area?
There's no gray area in
no
the rules.
Never heard of it.
No gray area in skid plates.
Well, so, you know, so, I mean, that's just my opinion. Like, just like when the old bombers back in the day when they would do the same thing, they make you change directions or they were talking about it to go the opposite direction.
See,
it shouldn't
I think
mattered.
That would be hilarious if they just did that randomly one weekend.
Me too. They should.
Just like as you're going to line up. By the way, guys, when you roll out there, we're going the other
way. We're going the opposite direction.
Because
right.
You'd see some cars struggle for sure.
Yeah. You know what? That would bring a new sense of entertainment to that division.
You would see some of those last place cars way up front.
You know, you might
be doing a little better.
And you might see some other bombers start showing
up.
You might see some go away.
Yeah,
but
just to see if they get that random.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool to throw random wrenches in the gears like that, you know.
Well, we used to do 100 one way and 100 the other way.
That's when they were considered enduro,
yeah,
you know, division
races.
Oh, I had a question for you guys.
Yes.
Are you guys always going to do a full invert like that?
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Me too.
If you get 20 trucks and you have a guy like Bill Black, right?
They have to work his way through.
It's going to be a lot of trucks to pass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Like you guys know, I used to start in the back of the bomber races all the time.
Right. No, and that you know, I respected that because,
yeah.
you know, you came with experience to that division.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool to see you want to do that and to work your way through that field. So makes it challenging, I guess.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now that, yeah, that's something that we will continue to do.
Cool.
That we've always talked about.
Yeah, I just noticed it and I was like, oh, fastest guy here all weekend. I start last. This should be interesting.
Yep.
And now I'm in front of him.
Right, exactly. Now I get a chance to kind of get a little edge on him. So now that's cool. And, you know, and we got some things in place to help keep some of the sandbagging if anybody, you know, is trying to do that and so on. Because, you know, in the long run, the points will make up for that. So.
Oh, so there's points for the heat races then?
There's heat race points. And then bonus, there's different passing points. And
the hair clear?
Like that. The hair clear, obviously.
If you
want to
win something like that, you can't sandbag
like
a heat race.
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly. You want the custom-made earbuds. But anyway, so yeah, so there is racing this weekend here locally at LVMS. So you want to check it out, go to lvms.com. You can also go somewhere that nobody goes to anymore, but they should, the bombernation.com website. So check it out. For guys like myself that don't get into Facebook, that's the place.
Glenn worked hard on that page.
I still haven't looked at it. I'm sorry. I'll go check it out. TheBomberNation.com. It used to be kind of like the old LV local racing scene.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere to go and check things out. So.
Yeah, I used to read people yell at each other on there all the time.
I know. I used to watch that stuff. But I'm staying out of that conversation, right? So, anyways. So you're going to be doing basketball this weekend, I'm assuming.
I'm waiting to see if I have a game with Aaron Friday night or not. Because if not, I'm actually going to go drive some modifieds for some people. They're asking me to shake them down and test them.
Test them out.
Yeah.
And kind of get your input on them.
Exactly.
What do you think about the – I know we're running out of time. We only got a couple minutes left. But the 602 to
Back in the beginning, I was kind of against it, obviously, because I didn't have a 602 and I had the big motor and all that. But I said then, too, even when I didn't agree with it, if it were to help car count, I was going to be all for it, which it has.
Yeah, automatically
cars, right?
Doubled it instantly.
Yeah, which is the right
move
then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think hopefully they continue to build that class up and maybe, I don't know, if late models or supers, don't get more cars, maybe you have to consider switching what's the...
Do they have
for the night.
Do they have a 604... rule in the super that you know? I mean, I don't know the rules.
I don't know.
Okay. I was just curious.
I know
maybe
there's
we'll
like four different rules packages for the engines in the super late.
Man, there's one point where I was just stumbling around. I looked at the super late rules and there were so many different options. I was like, man, I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even want to get into that.
I was told like Madeira, for instance, that late models they've been doing, they've been having a lot of cars.
Right.
But I've been told that you can run basically an open motor if you want, but if you go with like a 602 crate motor, you get to be lighter, you get to
more left side,
more
weight.
Left side, and supposedly you can move the engine back 2 inches.
Oh wow!
Which
you get a lot
makes quite a handling difference.
Absolutely.
Now. So I mean, at the Bullring, that's a big time horsepower track. I'm not sure if a 602 would ever compete, but maybe like a 604 if they got a bunch of brakes. As far as weight and whatnot, maybe you could run one there. You know.
No, that's what I was thinking. I mean, obviously I don't know if you call yours a late model or a super late model, came with a 604 in it. Where did it race at last?
Idaho. Yep.
You know, so they're doing this, some type of program with 604.
And 604 is what they run at Irwindale now, too.
Is it really? I didn't know that. We'll have to look at the rules on that. Unfortunately, we're time.
Always.
As always. You know, appreciate you coming in, Aaron. Thanks for coming. Always too short time. Yes. So, seems like we only a couple of weeks ago. Thanks, Matt, too. Appreciate what you do. And we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And we'll see you at the races this weekend at LVMS.
Is Miller going to be on again?
We'll see. We'll have to check with him.
We'll have to check with him.
But thanks again, and we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Appreciate it. Thanks again, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the ride.
Thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.